Всемирный каббалистический конгресс, Каббала для всех в Молдавии, урок 6.
Congress, Каббала for everyone, lesson 6. Aiming for mutual connection with the Creator.
Или еще называется, настраиваемся на обоюдный контакт с Творцом.
It's also called tuning ourselves into mutual connection with the Creator.
Окончательной целью творения было, чтобы наполнение...
The whole purpose of creation was that bestowal would come down only through an awakening from below and raising of man, that the assembly of Israel awakens, the group awakens, the ten. And when they raise man, by this all the world or worlds ascend and add passion to adhere to their root. And this is the main joy of the Creator. When Israel cleansed themselves from the depths of corporeality and yearn to adhere to their Creator. In other words, everything happens only with the help and as a consequence of raising of man that is awakened by people who try to connect using every opportunity. And when they're unable to do that, that's when this man is formed, a determined prayer upon which they deserve an answer from above.
Мы испробовали все возможности для того, чтобы соединиться с самим.
We've tried all opportunities to unite on our own and become similar to the Creator, to raise up to Him. Or do we have something more left in us? Do we need to try all of these opportunities until the very end? Or can we ask now? Will this type of a request be serious if we haven't tried everything else yet? Maybe we don't need to try everything else, maybe it's not even possible. But our common prayer to the Creator in any state, even in the most beginner state, this request will give us an answer. What do you think? Tens, what do you think? Please go ahead.
Сказано, сделайте мне храм, и я буду обитать среди вас.
Said that create a temple for me, and I will dwell in there. We're talking about a point in the heart. So that the Creator could be there. So a person needs to try to build this structure of holiness, Kedusha. And the structure will be able to contain the upper abundance called abundance poured from the giver to the receiver. However, according to the rule, there must be equivalence of form between the giver and the receiver. So the receiver, too, must have the aim to bestow like the giver. This is called action. This is called action, as it is written, let them make me a temple. In other words, build an intention to bestow above all of your desires. It doesn't matter what the desires are. What matters is the intention. And where the action applies to the vessel, to the Kli, and not the light, because light relates to the Creator, and only the action pertains to the creatures. So we must, above each one of our actions, build create a roof of sorts, an intention to bestow. You can receive, you can bestow, it doesn't matter what you do, as long as the intention is bestowed. So how do we build this temple? Please, go ahead.
Look around at the friends.
Just figure out how you'll be building it. The foundation, the columns, the walls, the roof, everything needs to represent the intention to bestow.
Waiting for a request, and he will build it.
Когда на бархат небосвода ночь разбросает жемчуг звезд, придем в любое время года. Сквозь ветер, снегопад и дождь столы для трапезы накроем, любовь в бокалы разольем, сердца в объятиях успокоим, пред небом встанем и споем о том, что нам с тобой даровано. Святая тайна бытия, невеста светом коронована, и мы с тобой ее друзья. Осколки зеркала разбитого с годами ранят все сильней, и просит свет душа открытая, и просит молча за друзей о том, чтоб им была дарована святая тайна бытия, и невеста светом коронована, чтоб стали все ее друзьями. Погаснет пламя духа поющих стражников зари, горят светильники великие учителей святой любви, столы для трапезы накрыты, любовь во бокалы разлита, сердца объятиям открыты, и песня наполнила уста о том, что нам с тобой даровано. Святая тайна бытия, невеста светом коронована, и мы с тобой ее друзья. Небосвода ночь разбросает жемчуг звезд, придем в любое время года. Сквозь ветер, снегопад и дождь столы для трапезы накроем, любовь в бокалы разольем, сердца в объятиях успокоим, пред небом встанем и споем.
Пишет Рабаш, высшие света для человека уже готовы.
Rabash writes that the upper lights are already prepared for a person. And it is called that a calf wants to eat more than the cow wants to feed more than the calf wants to eat. And all we are lacking is the desire in a vessel. And Kli after restriction is called Masach and Orchazer, and that is what connects the upper with the lower. That is, through it, the lower one connects with the upper one. When this connector does not exist, the lower one cannot see the upper one, and the upper one is regarded as non-existent from the perspective of the lower one. Hence, to the extent that one begins to work for the sake of the Creator, to that extent he acquires the connection with the upper light. And by the measuring of his connection, so is the measure of his attainment.
Как нам достичь состояния?
How do we reach a state? So that we would be able to give to the Creator as much as He desires to give to us. Let's make sure that each 10 will convince each friend that this is possible, that this is necessary. Please. Convince your 10, each person, in order that we need to desire to bestow to the Creator, at least to a small degree, to the extent that He desires to bestow to us. And we can only do this through the friends. Please try to do this together. One with another, one against another, everything should be mixed. Go ahead. His desire, and he suffers so that we would do this.
Замки. Старый добрый закон сердцу быть под замком, и неважно, друзья и враги, бьет-то камни вода, за годами года превращается камень в песок. Если сердце отдал ты товарищу в дар, то рассыплется старый замок. Течет река любви, ты полюби, и ненависти рухнет гора, спадет броня сердец, и наконец увидим мир любви и добра. Пули о камень жестоких сердец, высекаются искры любви. Мы молитвой о друге скрепляем круги и не ждем, что получим ответ. И вдруг сами собой разлетятся замки, и польется рекой высший свет. Течет река любви, ты полюби, и ненависти рухнет гора, спадет броня сердец, и наконец увидим мир любви и добра. Течет река любви, ты полюби, и ненависти рухнет гора, спадет броня сердец, и наконец увидим мир любви и добра.
Пишет Баля Сулам.
Баля Сулам writes.
Мы сами должны пробудить желание свыше отдавать нам.
We must evoke a desire from above to administer below. We must excite the Creator so that He'd give us the desire to bestow. And it is not enough that we have the desire to receive, but there must be a goodwill on the part of the giver too, to give us this new desire to bestow. And even though there is a general desire to do good to his creations, he still awaits for our desire to awaken his desire. You know, if we are unable to evoke his desire, it is a sign that the desire on our part, the will to receive, is still incomplete. And it is not complete, it is not perfect. So, it is precisely by praying, asking, so that we would have the Creator's desire from above, so that He would give to us what we're asking for, we come that a true desire becomes stronger inside of us, and it becomes fit to receive the true desire from above. So, constant turning to the Creator from the ten, gradually it brings one to a so that our request becomes a true desire and it will evoke a response. And the Creator is a law of nature. It is a law of nature. We must reach a certain threshold in our efforts and then we will receive from above a new life, a new quality of bestowal. Until we're able to break through this threshold, then we don't have this true desire, and we will not be able to correctly use this quality from above, and we'll use it egoistically, and this is something that the upper governance will not allow us. So continuous, exciting, evoking the Creator's desire through the ten, it is necessary. It is a necessary condition. So that in the ten, a true desire would awaken and a necessary volume and quality. And then we will receive from above a new quality of bestowal. Right now you're in regular tens, let's say. How do you, every moment, every day, doesn't matter what your conditions are, you turn to the Creator and you ask, you plead, you cry, it doesn't matter what you're doing. The most important thing, I don't know how to say this, like a little child, it's not letting adults, not leaving them alone. How do we constantly shake up the Creator like that? Nag him. Try to find the right way to do this between you in the most annoying way possible. Only from this is the This is the only condition to offer our success. Go ahead.
Purposely disconnects us.
Сказали как-то мне, что я попал в десятку. Десятка — это 10 человек. Теперь я не один, я часть миропорядка, и буду этой частью весь свой век. Век. Я думал про себя, надолго это счастье. Потерпим пару-тройку скучных дней, пока не перейдем мы к зависти и страсти. Сердцу будет веселее. Десять братьев, сердце у меня. Десять братьев, вся моя родня. Десять братьев, смейся и пляши. Десять братьев, свет моей души. Десять братьев, сердце у меня. Десять братьев, вся моя родня. Десять братьев, как ни посмотри. Десять нас, ни восемь и ни три. И если мы себя исправим на отдачу, за нами весь потянется народ, род. Когда исправим мы любимую десятку и сменим букву «Я» на букву «Мы», узнаем, что любить других бывает сладко, свет увидим мы из тьмы. Десять братьев, сердце у меня. Десять братьев, вся моя родня. Десять братьев, скользи и пляши. Десять братьев, свет моей души. Десять братьев, сердце у меня. Десять братьев, вся моя родня. Десять братьев, как ни посмотри. Десять нас, не восемь и не три.
Сборник законов поручителя. Законы поручительства духовного мира.
The laws of mutual guarantee of the spiritual world. I'm asking for your attention.
Духовные законы иначе как с помощью поручительства.
It is not possible to observe the Torah and Mitzvot, the commandments, unless through Arvut, when each one becomes responsible for his friend. Since the essence of observance of the spiritual laws, which is the desire, is through unity, anyone who wishes to take upon himself the burden of these laws and mitzvot, which is primarily by overcoming the desire, must be included in the whole of Israel, in the ten, in the society, in great unity. And for this reason, at the time of the reception of the Torah during the mutual guarantee, they immediately become responsible for one another because they were regarded as one. Precisely, the most important thing is the desire. Since observing the Torah, which is the desire, is through unity, when all are regarded as one. And it follows that through this, the goal of unity is revealed. And in this way, this huge shattered desire gathers into one big whole. Only through mutual guarantee, when each one guarantees for everyone else, and he feels that all are for him and he's for everyone else, and in this way they all are compounded into one desire, which will naturally be similar to the Creator. One receives one whole. How do we, please explain to yourselves and to everyone else, how do we attain the action of mutual guarantee? What does it mean that I'm a guarantor for another? Do I determine his actions, his thoughts, his actions? How can I be a guarantor for him? Who am I? What am I? Do I dominate him? If it's a small child, then I'm his guardian. I make sure that he doesn't do anything stupid. But if it's an adult, then what am I responsible for? For his thoughts? For his desires? Can I guarantee, be a guarantor for that? Do you believe me that I can't even be a guarantor for my own self? And moreover, for someone else, for the friend. How can I be required to be a guarantor for the friend? Maybe I can sign under $100, but to sign under his actions, intentions, desires, spiritual ones, why is this demanded from us? How can this be even realized? Let's think together. Let's recommend and advise one another. Whoever will find the whoever will come to a decision, please raise your hand or a solution. Did anyone find an answer? A solution? Good. All right. I see a few. Few hands, a lady as well. So send me your representatives and we'll ask them. In the meantime, Maestro, please play something calming for us.
Товарищ, друг и брат, ты помнишь древний Вавилон? Как возгордились во сто крат и захотели стать как он. Как перестали понимать друг друга даже в мелочах. И мысли стали излагать с тобой на разных языках. Но это в прошлом все, мой брат, я знаю, ты не виноват.
лишь об одном тебя молю. Возьмемся за руки и будем вместе. Амен. Верни мне моих братьев за любовь тебе взамен. Обнявшись вместе, будем песни петь с тобой. А помнишь, как мы разгрылись потом за 39 земель? Как без причины подрались, и вспомни слезы матерей. Ты долго странствовал, мой брат, и много в жизни повидал. Пора вернуть друзей назад, что в Вавилоне потерял. Мы тоже долго шли с тобой, и вместе шли в разнобой. И вот пришли к концу пути, что взявшись за руки, воспеть вместе. Амен. Верни мне моих братьев за любовь тебе взамен, брат мой. Давай, обнявшись вместе, будем песни петь с тобой. А потом до лева гуляну и шикарный левый хак. А потом до лева гуляну и шикарный левый хак.
Ну, кто там нашел решение? Поручитель.
So who found a solution to our vote, mutual guarantee?
Ну, значит, мы в десятке выясняли, вот.
Товарищ урок еще не закончился.
So we spoke about this in the ten.
By the way, the lesson is not over yet. He's just going to explain this to us, and then we'll have homework based on their incorrect answers.
So it came, became clear. So, I understood that I can only raise my hand. Only if all the friends on my ten will guarantee for me. And I asked the ten, do they accept me, the guarantee for me or no? And that's what we spoke about. So everyone has to be for everyone.
Получится тогда мы это выясним.
And then everything's gonna work out.
Ну и вот так вот все товарищи, ну по крайней мере сказали, что ручаются.
So each friend said that they accept the guarantee, and I raised my hand.
Товарищи встать предложили.
And then they said you should get up. And we got up to show that we found, and that it was scary to hold up my hand and to stand when everyone is sitting and discussing. There's people here who studied for a long time, and we are from the young group from Kiev.
This naivety of a newcomer is very good. Thank you.
No. Еще и девушки тоже решили.
Можно?
Прошу.
Women have also come to a solution.
Really, we couldn't not come to guarantee for one another, but when we build this mutual guarantee, each for one another, and being responsible for what he's asking for, then it feels like the Creator is also being enters this guarantee for us, and we influence one another in this constant work, then I think we are building the environment.
You're explaining to us the law of mutual guarantee.
This is what we do.
How will you plan to fulfill it?
In everyday process, in all our changing states, literally like on a schedule, like what Ramchal is doing in all of our dissemination lessons, and every 5 minutes, like a child who's bugging you, that's the Creator, the sensation of greatness and unity.
Well, maybe it will happen. Yes, Dennis.
So first of all, our 10 came here in its full composition, all 10 of us. So we discussed and we decided to make a pact and invite the Creator into this pact. And maybe he's going to do something differently in the next moment, but we made this decision and we made the pact.
And
это верно. Но и как вы рассчитываете?
That he would be a guarantor. And how are you planning to accept him?
With a celebration.
Давайте.
Good.
Решение от десятки юга России.
This is from the south of Russia. Сегодня сказали, что творец. In the lesson today you said the Creator destroys you, but not completely, and if He destroys, but only to give more love and to bring you closer. And when a friend is in a descent, we make a pact that we will pray for her and will see the Creator behind all of her qualities.
So, have you decided to become guarantors for one another?
Что мы будем молиться и обращаться к Творцу за нее и в любых.
Yeah, we make a pact on this. We will pray for one another and in all the states see the Creator. That we will ask and see the Creator in each friend and in all of our qualities.
That's also good. Next.
Виртуальная группа приехала, ну, где-то половина состава виртуальной группы, это где-то, ну, там всего 4 десятки, это больше 20 человек приехало сюда.
More than 20 friends came from the virtual group. That's most of us, that's more than half of us. Half of us are sitting here, half of us are on duty. And the question is, how do you see the development of virtual groups? Because as I feel this Congress and this unity physical here, and in the virtual group, it influences each friend positively, whether you're virtually or here physically. But these are completely different things, physically and virtually. And we see those who are behind monitors, and here you see them physically behind a table, and they're plugging in a lot more actively. But so far, I'm only in this 10-for-1 lesson. But how do you see the development? Maybe these individuals will.
However it will be, it will be. I'm not the one guiding this. The Creator will somehow continue, guide us towards the goal. That's it.
But
how do I see this? I see what I see. One step ahead of what I need to do in order to move ahead a little bit and to move all those that desire to make this step with me. And more than that, I don't want to see at all. At some point in time, I was also aiming to see a bigger picture, but it's not like that. I understand my teacher, in part, who also didn't want to think ahead. This thinking ahead is useless. What we need to do is act based upon the necessity at this very moment, and everything with closed eyes. I'm not interested in the future. I'm doing in the present moment what I need based on the Creator and for the Creator. The development that will occur is, that's not really a Kabbalistic question. Kabbalists don't ask what will be. He clarifies what he needs to do now. And the next moment, why does he not want to ask about this next moment? Because, first of all, the next moment relates to the question of faith. And by faith, it's meant that he gives himself into the dominion of the Creator. That's first of all. And second, because we reveal every time a new layer. A new layer of this damaged, corrupt kli from this vessel of Adam that shattered, and we cannot predict anything for the future, which is why all of these fortune tellers are good on our corporeal level, but when we're talking about the spiritual level, there is no opportunity to see into the future. And if a Kabbalist would see the future, then he would close his eyes in order not to see. That's how it works. Hence, to ask me how I see the future, I'm not interested in the future. I'm telling you honestly. I'm not interested in what will occur in 1 year, 2, 5 years after me. Why? I'm not the master here. I only think about what is the most optimal efforts that I can put in today.
We thought about who are we to make a pact for the friends if this is everything that's sent to us by the Creator. Do you think that we can make a pact for us to pray, so that we pray for all the friends, so that especially the Creator would give us the correct thoughts and desires to the environment?
Maybe you're right, and maybe you'll change your opinion. Limitations of mutual guarantee is something you'll determine later.
The Creator gathered us into a tent where each person is certain that there's no point to live without one another. I'm certain that each person will make a guarantee for one another, knowing that every thoughts, desires, my words came from the Creator. Do they know this? So I make a pact with them, because life without them does not make any sense at all.
What if you would have been asked to change the Creator for your friend? So, you say no, your friend is more important to you?
Yes. And I would say for my friends that first my friends will come to the Creator. Whether I push them there, I pull them there, it doesn't matter. If they come, I will come also. We don't have any other option here, and this is what we came to together as a ten. Other than what was already said, another sentence that was born, not very spiritual, but maybe a little dirty. And we don't really value these methods, but I think maybe we should. But maybe to tell the friends how much I'm successful in upholding the pacts and mutual guarantee. But to lie to one another, but in such a manner so that others would be envious and their desire would grow to see how are they capable of this. And they would begin asking for the Creator, and the Creator would show them the path.
Здравствуйте, Раф, еще раз. Выпуск ВГМАК 2018, осень. У нас тут приехало две мужских десятки, уже выпускных.
Которые... We have two tents from the virtual university. But we didn't study our wood yet.
Но уже говорили о нем. То есть,
but we already spoke about it. We have this rough understanding of it. And so we... wrote down a couple of theses about how we see mutual guarantee in a ten. To plug into another friend and to their desire to remind about the greatness of the goal, to be a filter for the friend between the friend and the external world, to perform the work of the friends, to be reliant on one another, to be responsible when someone is responsible for you, and to pay to the Creator for each friend with love.
That's pretty good for a beginner. Maybe too good.
Здорово.
Very nice.
Вы меня поражаете, честное слово.
You actually have been impressing me. I even feel a little bit uncomfortable. How are you, my students? Very good. You're well done.
Да.
Рав, во-первых, я хотела сказать, если дадите нас 7 человек из виртуальной группы на этом конгрессе, и...
There's 7 of us from the virtual group at this Congress.
И наше решение было подписать Ктубу, потому что мы считаем, что поручительство все равно должно подсказываться и продвигать нас к действиям каждый день. Поэтому мы решили подписать этот...
So we think that the guarantee and the pact has to push us ahead each day, and because the Creator is the... we should be like brides, and He is like a groom. So our pact together with the Creator will be to make each friend richer in the world clean, and we can even send this to all the...
Very nice. So this is an invitation to an engagement.
Yes.
Last question.
Как? А предпоследний. Хорошо.
Okay. One before.
Добрый день, мировой кли. Группа Молдовы. Пока я шел, я забыл, что хотел сказать. Но это путает нас Творец, и отсюда вспоминаю...
While I was walking, I forgot what I wanted to say. I'm from Moldova, but this is the Creator confusing us. But I see that the Creator is behind all of our actions. He confuses us on purpose, and He doesn't let us see in the friends His image. And so... For each front, the Creator is hiding. And this is how we decided to treat one another and to be in this intention. As long as we are in this intention. And I wanted to add that each person who came to the Congress, this is already an appearance in the mutual guarantee, and we are grateful that you are here as you are here. Thank you to all of you.
Thank you.
Huh? С Красноярска, это кто?
Question from Krasnoyarsk. From who?
Ну, тогда дайте ему.
Мы десятка Красноярска. Мы сюда приехали.
We are a 10 from Krasnoyarsk. We came here with the help of the Creator and the World Kli.
И мы считаем, что поручительство это когда.
And we think that mutual guarantee is when each person is ready to do everything for everyone. That doesn't matter how much they're investing. And we also do this with the help of the Creator. Without him, the mutual guarantee is impossible.
I apologize, but I have hosts who are telling me to shut it down. I'm very sorry about that.
No.
Товарищ мой, давай пойдем с тобой туда, где мир является мечтой, где нет нужды, страдания и бед, где сможем мы на все найти ответ. С тобой, мой друг, мы сможем все пройти, достойно жить ради такой мечты. Мой друг, давай, давай, изменим мир вокруг, давай, давай, соединим сердца, давай, давай, поднимем небеса над землей, останови закат, мир един, не сомневайся, брат, юнай, объединение в этом, брат. Наше спасение, не унывай, если померкнет свет, давай, давай, и в этом весь ответ. Улыбнись, улыбками людей, растворись, желания друзей, пусть всегда горят у нас сердца, как одно, без края и конца, давай, давай. Мой друг, давай, давай, изменим мир вокруг, давай, давай, соединим сердца, давай, давай, поднимем небеса, ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-лай, ла-лай, ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-лай, ла-лай, ла-ла-лай, ла-ла-ла-лай, ла-лай, ла-ла-лай. Всех споем, мой друг, давай, давай, изменит мир вокруг.